Hey guys, this is Simon Sage from Into Mobile. Today we're taking a look at the LG Quantum, the only Windows phone with a real physical keyboard. So yeah, here it is. It's a pretty decent handset, just in the hand. It's very heavy actually, I found. It's got a brushed steel back, 5 megapixel camera with flash on the back, USB port there. Up top we've got a 3.5 millimeter headphone jack, power button, volume rocker, camera key, and that's the start menu key, search, and back. Now this is actually my first real experience with Windows Phone 7, so those of you who are already used to it will have to forgive some of my more noobish mistakes. But the user interface is very crisp. I'm a big fan of the display here. It's 3.5 inches and 480 by 800. As you can tell, the animation is very snappy as well. Very smooth transitions. It has a 1 gigahertz Snapdragon processor. Battery life is about 7 hours. I didn't spot a micro SD card slot behind here, however. Some of you might have heard that there's some controversy over that. You can only use Microsoft approved micro SD cards, and even then they won't transfer over to other devices. So there's the back. That's a 1500 milliamp hour battery. So I'm still kind of learning the ropes with Windows Phone 7 here. It's got some really interesting tie-ins with all of the native Microsoft services. You've got Office there, for example. You have Xbox Live, which is kind of cool. Makes me wish I had an Xbox. So here we go. You've got some of your Xbox stuff here, which I really like. There's a lot of native communications with if you've got a Windows Phone 7 computer on the same network. It also has DLNA support, so you can beam videos over the Wi-Fi network to other local stuff. It also ties in with the Zune service. You can get a Zune pass to get all the music that you could possibly want. The user interface actually comes is very similar to the Zune HD. Those who might be familiar with that, we take a look at the keyboard. Actually, the keyboard I am really happy with. It's gigantic keys, very tactile. You've got function and shift keys over here, which I found a little awkwardly placed, but otherwise this is very spacious, and in the brief amount of time that I've had this, I'm finding it very comfortable. But let me take a look at the gallery here. Let's take a look at some of the sample photos. Got very smooth pinch to zoom here. Also, another place where I found really great pinch to zoom was in Maps, Bing Maps. So, some of you might know about Photosynth. It's a Microsoft program that they had for looking at very large pictures, and you'll notice that as you zoom in, it kind of fades into that level. It's not just a straight chunky kind of a here's the next layer as you zoom closer, and it's very, very smooth. I'm a big fan of it. What else is there? I suppose we could take a look at the web browser, Internet Explorer. Oop. Oh right, I was trying to get the Xbox Live app, but it wasn't loading up here in Canada for some reason. Well, here we can actually also show you the virtual keyboard. I've found it pretty solid so far. Some audio feedback natively. And there we go. Thank you, autocomplete. Otherwise this would have taken forever. So, browser loads up pretty snappily. Still waiting on some of the ads, but that's alright. The main content is there first and foremost. We can zoom in on one of our stories here. I believe it's going for a $199, a 2-year contract on AT&T in the US. Double tap to zoom in. All pretty standard stuff. Anyway, you can also search using the button here, launching a Bing search. Go into voice here. Pizza. Pizza. Sweet. So anyway, I'm really looking forward to exploring this platform. I'm one of the few Windows users left on the Intumobile editorial team, so I'm sure I'll have a few more optimistic things to say about the platform than they might. Keep an eye on Intumobile.com for our full review of the LG Quantum.